Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry.
Gerbils are rubbish. I wanted a rabbit. Mr. Nibbles is particularly rubbish, because all he does is eat nuts and sleeps. Boring. So it was kind of good timing when my superhero alter ego showed up.
Hiya! Ooh, cute gerbil. Did you know that gerbils are packed with chemistry?
What? I think he's packed with nuts at the moment. He doesn't do anything. I think I'm going to swap him for my friend Freya's ferret.
Doesn't do anything? You are so wrong. He's alive, isn't he?
Well, I think he is. Hang on, I'll just give him a poke to check.
Ah, leave him in peace. Staying alive takes a lot of work, whatever the animal is, human or gerbil. And it's chemistry that's doing all that work.
What? Even when he's just snoring away?
Right, let's start with the snoring.
Welcome to your gerbil's lungs. We're right in the tiniest alveoli, and the air is being pulled in and pushed out. But we need to get even smaller to see what's happening. Hold your breath.
Where's the air gone? And what are all those lumpy, knobbly things flying about?
Ouch! This is the air! It's a gas exchange. Oxygen molecules are passing out of the air into the blood, and carbon dioxide molecules are passing out of the blood into the air. It's like a really cool swap.
Is this respiration?
Nah, this is just breathing. It might get oxygen into the bloodstream, but it's... well, a bit like bringing logs to a bonfire. They won't keep you warm till you set them alight. Come on, I'll show you how the oxygen gets to work. Every cell in your body needs energy to do its job, to keep you alive. Glucose in your muscles from the food you eat combines with the oxygen and that creates energy, lots of it. And that's respiration.
It's like fireworks. And look, the leftover bits are making new molecules too. Wow, they're beautiful.
Yep, you remember that matter is never destroyed, it just changes form? Well, carbon dioxide and water molecules are created with the waste products from respiration, which are breathed out or, well, you know, flushed down the toilet. And the same chemical reaction goes on a million times every day. Cells are terrific at recycling.
And all that's going on in a tiny, sleepy gerbil.
You've got it! Although gerbils don't use the toilet, obviously.
It's kind of weird because I knew that the lungs and our muscles were part of bodies. But I never really wondered what they were made of.
Cool, isn't it? Your entire body is made up of six main types of building blocks. Oxygen, hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, calcium and phosphorus. They work together, combine and separate in a load of different ways. Even when your hair grows, or you get a grazed knee and it heals up. Well, there's nothing new really. Just the same chemicals recycling in amazing new ways. Let's see if we can spot any on our way out.
Oxygen and hydrogen are everywhere.
Yeah, they're pretty popular. Mainly because they make water. And two-thirds of your body is water. Oh, look over there. That's carbon. We saw that as part of carbon dioxide, and it's part of glucose too. It's a very flexible element, so it's used in tons of chemical reactions. And there's calcium.
Oh yeah, you need that for your teeth and your bones, don't you?
Your body mainly needs the calcium for reactions in your cells. And we'll even grab the calcium from your bones if it can't get enough. There's some nitrogen. Your DNA needs that to help it hand out instructions to cells. Well, look, there's some potassium. The cells responsible for keeping your heart beating need potassium. There's a heap of other elements too, but those are like the biggest gang.
I think we should get out of here. Sounds like Mr. Nibbles is finally waking up.
Carina!
That's Dad. Gotta go. I have to admit, my gerbil is a lot more interesting than I realised. Maybe he isn't all that bad.
So you won't give him to Freaky Freya? I heard she dresses her ferrets up. I don't think Mr. Nibbles would like that.
Nah, he can stay.
Shame I can't. Bye for now, Carina.
Carina's Chemistry, with support from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Find out more at funkidslive.com.